This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Kristen Choi was scrolling through Instagram this summer when she came across an ad.
I happened to get an Instagram ad one day for the Pfizer trial.
The Pfizer trial for the COVID-19 vaccine.
And it just occurred to me that it was really important for people to volunteer to build the science for these vaccines.
Choi is a nurse and researcher at UCLA. She filled out a form to apply, and in August, she got the first shot.
I had a long study visit with, you know, a physical exam, a number of blood tests and other tests, a coronavirus test, to make sure that I was healthy and able to participate. And then I got the injection that same day.
That first shot didn't seem that unusual, she says. A little soreness in her arm. She didn't know whether she'd gotten the real thing or just a placebo. A month later, she went in for round two.
The second shot, though, came with a lot more symptoms than I had ever experienced with another vaccine. I developed chills, nausea, and a headache, fatigue a few hours after the vaccine. I was feeling pretty sick that day. I went to bed early and woke up in the middle of the night with a fever.
The next morning, her fever spiked to nearly 105. Her symptoms matched the side effects of the real vaccine, leading her to believe she'd gotten the real thing. Later that day, her symptoms subsided, but she became concerned that others might feel similarly sick and conclude, mistakenly, that the vaccine had given them COVID-19.
It's a common myth in America that vaccines can cause disease rather than prevent them. I do see this belief or fear come up from time to time with the flu shot. And I think what's really important for us to communicate about the COVID-19 vaccines is that the signals that we get from a vaccine, like fever, chills, nausea, muscle pain, all the things that I experienced, those are actually signs that our body is learning to fight the virus.
Choi wrote about her experience in JAMA Internal Medicine. She says healthcare providers like herself should prepare their patients for these possible side effects and explain why they occur to avoid the development of misinformation about the vaccine and its effects.
I also think it goes a long ways to be able to say to patients, as a nurse or as a healthcare provider, I've taken this vaccine myself and I think that you should too.
As for Choi, she still hasn't learned whether she got the real thing. But she says being sick for a day is a small price to pay for protection against the virus. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.